Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Channeling. Tonight, we have Joanne with us. Joanne is a member of Divinity Spiritual Online, an author, a healer, spiritual intuitive, spiritual artist, and much more. Joanne's channeled here Tuesday nights, every other Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the past, Joanne's channeled Mary Magdalene, angels of the high ninth dimension, and Jesus the Christ, as she likes to refer to him as, amongst others. Now, tonight's not a call-in show, so those of you in the queue, stay there. You can listen to the show. We do have other shows where you can call in. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. And Mary Margaret Denholm, she's the director of Divinity Spiritual Online. She essentially gives free readings. You can ask her any question that you can think of, and she'll do her very best and is always guided by Divine Spirit to give you information that you need that God wants you to have. And then on Fridays at noon to 1 p.m., we have our Healing for All, another call-in show. If you're suffering or you know someone that is suffering, Mary Margaret can help. She's helped thousands of people. Sometimes getting to the root of your inquiry, your illness, and working from there. And she also teaches you how to heal, which is always good to know. And sometimes she picks up things that you don't even know that you're struggling with, maybe something in your subconscious that needs to come to light to bring to the surface and release it so that you can heal. But tonight, back to channeling. Joanne, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. And Joanne, right, not yet. Joanne's also my sister, just for, disclosure. Is that it? Is that the word?
Yes, it's good to know in case you start laughing.
Right, that too.
Kind of explains it.
Yeah, it will. So do you want to take it away, or did you want to talk about anything before you begin channeling, or what's going on?
I think I'll talk for it. I feel like I need to talk for a couple of minutes before I start. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Jane.
Yeah. I'm going to go on mute. If you need me, I'll be here. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Yep, thanks. Okay, so tonight I'm going to channel for you. And what I do when I'm going to channel is that I kind of tune into the energy as the show is starting. And I started to get an energy already when Jane was talking, and I focus in on it. So I think that's all I need to talk about, because the energy is like super strong behind my back, like really powerful. And so it wants to come forward now. So I will begin the channeling. What I saw were the seraphim. And when Jane was talking, I saw all these beautiful colored angels just coming down and making their presence known. And I heard the word seraphim. So these are the highest order of angels. So they have really, really high frequency, very powerful, but very loving energy. I should say powerfully loving. And they are here to bring a message. So I will let that message come through. So I'm hearing what they're saying. So I'm just going to give that information. But we are the angels of the high order of high heaven, and we are here today to bring healing energy to you. We represent the spectrum of colors, the color wheel, from all different rays of color, from the lightest to the darkest, to every hue and tone of color there is. And so we use our the vibrations of color, which align to sound. So you see, every color is a vibration that matches a sound that is a vibration. So color can create music. Music can create color. And in the future, people are going to paint with sound and play music with color. They are interchangeable. So we are here representing the spectrum of light, the colors of light, the spectrum of sound, the scale of music. So we are every note, we are every sound, we are every color. And in each of these is a frequency. During this transmission, this channeling, we are going to send you the spectrum of color, the spectrum of sound, these tones, these harmonics. And we're going to send them to you individually so that we can balance and heal your individual energetic fingerprint, that is the energy that you're emitting, because everyone is different and everyone has a different harmonic to them based upon the sum total of their emotional state, their physical state, and their spiritual state. It's all a vibration. And you have a symphony of different tones within your being because you have a combination of different experiences that you've had, different emotions, and your DNA vibrates differently at different times depending on what it's doing. So we, the Seraphim, are going to look at each one of you, your energetic imprint, we call it, and we're going to evaluate what it is that you need to be healed in, and then we are going to balance your energy. We're going to play special music, paint your energy field with different colors, like a masterpiece of painting. It's going to be different from each one of you. And some of you listening may be able to actually see the painting, the colors that we're sending to you. You might be able to hear some of the music, the tones, the range of tones we will send you to balance your physical body, your spiritual body, your emotional body. And the goal is always to bring your vibration up, to raise it to that of love, joy, and peace. Because this is your true nature as the creator who we are in service to, created you to be. And this is what your heart desires more than anything, is to live in this state of joy, love, and peace. All else is less than what you truly are. So we will begin now, and we're going to transmit a tone. If I don't know if any of you can hear it, but it's a tone that starts out, it's like a scalar frequency that starts out the same for everyone. But then when it gets in your energy field, it's going to differentiate and just play this beautiful music that is going to heal whatever imbalance you have in your body. So all you have to do is telepathically tell us, yes, I want this healing. Yes, I want this vibration. And then it will be done. We hope that you understand this. So we're sending you the frequency now. And it's going out to all the people who are listening now and all the people in the future who will hear this. And then we're also going to expand it to anyone who is telepathically tuning into this, even though they may not ever listen to the show itself, but they are aware of our presence and being here. So now, in addition to sending this tone out, which is differentiating to each person, we're going to send the light. These beautiful tones, they're flashing all different colors. And as these colors go into your energy field, you can feel them being absorbed in and go into the exact location they need to balance your energy. And once inside your being, that is your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, the sound and the light meet together. And there is such a beauty in the symphony and in the masterpiece of colors we see that's inside of you, that is you, that is gently balancing all negativity and bringing you back to your authentic self, your true nature and love. And if you could try to feel the energy moving through you, if you can, if try to envision what we are saying is happening to you. Now we see that the sound and the light is moving into your DNA. And your DNA's fibers are beginning to vibrate like the strings on an instrument, let's say a violin. And that is causing your heartstrings to vibrate like the strings on the violin, playing the most beautiful melody you have ever heard in your life. It is a song so sweet and beautiful that it heals you on all levels of your being. This is occurring in all of your cells, in all of your organs, all of your tissues, in every aspect of you, in your emotional body, your physical body, your spiritual body, are all vibrating with the beautiful harmonics that have been created from the combinations of the colored light we sent to you and the music we sent to you. This is a beautiful universal symphony that's playing right inside of your being, because you are music, you are light, you are the energy of love. And why we are here is because that realization was blocked in so many of humans. And this is because it was done intentionally by those who wanted to control you. So we're in the period now where you are on planet Earth are now been referred to as the Great Remembering, the remembrance of who you really are, this light-filled, love-filled, spiritual being with immense power, and a being of immense power that derives from the love that you have within you. And so we are here tonight to bring out that love, bring out that light the Creator has given to you, allow the energy to flow within your being. This is so important. The angels, we work on this a lot because there are so many restrictions in your energy fields from the lower density vibrations, such as the lower emotions like fear, anger, shame, guilt. So many of you are guilt-ridden, and we don't understand why. And so because we're beings from the higher dimensions, we don't really understand what it's like to have the vibration of guilt, because we see you in your perfection. We see your light, see your love, we feel your authentic selves. And for us, it's very hard to understand why such a powerful, beautiful, magnificent being can shrink their energy down so low and vibrate so low, being guilty. What do you have to be guilty for? You see, you are a divine being of love and light, created by the one creator of all. So this is where your focus should be, is on this aspect of self. The guilt, the shame, the fear, the anger, it's all an illusion that takes you away from what you really are. So in tonight's transmission, our goal is to have you look at your magnificence and focus on the beauty, the music of your soul, the light of your soul, the love that you are. And then in doing so, you become so magnificent and powerful that those lower densities that we just briefly discussed just dissipate, like poof, they go away because they have no power over you, because they are powerless. The only thing giving them power is your attention to them. We want your attention to be on your glory, your magnificence, the love and light flowing through your energy field, flowing through your being. You see? So we continue to send you these harmonics, this love and light in symphony. And now we feel that many of you have absorbed the love and the light vibrations from music we sent, from the light we sent to you. And so now what we'd like to do, because this light and the music that we sent you is very stimulating to your being, and this is good, we also would like to balance that and send you now some blue light, sky blue colored light of calm, tranquility, to know that everything is going to be okay. There are many that we feel are in the state of fear, not knowing what the future holds for them. Things seem to be so chaotic around in the world, maybe in your life. We are now sending you a transmission of this blue light and also a harmony, a song that we are singing, that we're sending along with it, that matches the frequency of the light. Again, we work with music, we work with light, and they join together to create a powerful healing energy for you. So please, if you would, allow this blue energy to fill your energy field, to fill your body with this calm, tranquil energy in which you know everything is okay. Everything is as it should be. You are perfect as you are. You are a child of the Creator. You are a child of the light. All is well in your world. All is well. All is well. We are sending you blessings and love. And the Star of Bethlehem now is over you. This beautiful, brilliant, Christed energy that if you choose to, please have it absorbed into your energy field. It is so powerful, so healing, so loving. It will surely help you if you choose to allow it to. Please know that the angels are with you always. We are here to help you and assist you. And at any time you would like us to send you healing energy, just ask and we will be there. Anytime you need assistance of any kind, just ask and we will be here for you. Just a reminder that on Earth, it's a free will planet. So in order for us to assist you, you must ask us to assist you because we need the permission of your will to do so. We are the Seraphim, and again, we bless you and we love you. Thank you. Okay, Jane, that's it.
That's it, huh? Just like that.
Just like that.
Wow.
Well, you know, what happens is if I kept going, I was drifting off to another place. So I had to stop or you would have heard silence for the next like 10 minutes.
That was amazing.
Thanks. That was some really good energy. Could you feel that?
Yeah, no, I couldn't. And that's I would like to. I've been asking to feel more and see more. I would love to have heard that music. I'm hoping if I work on this a little more, it will come into fruition because I think that's probably one of the most amazing things one could experience.
Is what, feeling the energy?
Seeing it, feeling it, hearing the music, you know.
Do you want me to give you a tip? What would help?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what I got when you were talking is to work on opening your crown chakra.
No
kidding. For some reason. Yeah, that's it. That's what came to me. And for people listening too, that's where you get direct communication from the Creator, from the heavenly realm, is through the crown chakra. And I have a feeling yours is not open. As much
you know,
as it could be.
Okay, so how would I do that?
What did I do before I started? What did I load on my head?
You know what? I just did it. I just did that. So I have a huge incense of frankincense, and I, for some reason, after you said that, I went and found it and lit that. So, okay, put some oil.
Yeah, so before, you know, we started, and this happened last time I channeled too, is that this voice told me, or I had this just gut feeling, put frankincense oil on before doing the channeling because it raises the frequency and it helps with the connection. So that's one thing for anyone who feels like their crown chakra might be a little blocked. Frankincense oil, I put it right on the top of my head in the middle, and then I put it on my third eye, my temples, my throat before I start, and over my heart before I channel sometimes. And it seems to be more common as of late, maybe because I'm getting more like high frequency types of channeling.
That's pretty cool. I'll definitely give that a try. I had heard once that these things come in on your nervous system, and
mm-hmm.
maybe because I have some damage to mine, which I'm working on healing, that could be one of the reasons. But I am going to definitely try what you said because I'm ready. I want to hear the music for sure.
I mean, there's a whole spirit world that exists, and all we have to do is open up our perception, our ability to tune into it, and then you can see like the most awesome things. Really, really wonderful. And all these enlightened beings are here to help us, and they're all around us. So it's wonderful. Like, I love it. In knowing that they're around me, it's so comforting and helpful. And that's why I write the messages that I do for Twitter, because it helps me so much. I know it helps other people to know that these angels, these guides, these sacred masters, these light beings are around us to support us, and they're of love, they're of light, and they want to help us to ascend and to live from our love and light. And so it is a great experience to have.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably repeating myself, but when you were talking about angels, I don't know, 30 years ago maybe, and I said, I want to see them. I mean, you know, and I did. I saw what I think were angels, but I'm ready to see more, you know. So thank you for that advice.
You're welcome.
That's fantastic. And what I would like to say to people out there listening, if you feel guided to share these channelings, these messages, I mean, they're, to me, I don't know anyone who wouldn't want to hear and learn, and you get a healing also. I think they're fantastic. So if you're guided to share with your family and friends, and even on social media, if you want to, because I think the more eyes we have on this and ears, I think is going to help everybody individually. And then, of course, when your frequency is raised, help raise the frequency of humanity. So more of the goodness can come through. What do you think of that, Joanne?
Yeah, 100%. And I was also thinking something else that's important is don't limit your thinking. Okay, not just you, but anyone else who, so if you really want to be able to hear like the angels speak to you, the beings of love and light, you have to believe it's possible, because we are unlimited beings. And it helps to listen to people like me or others who do channelings. But the only caveat I'm going to say that you have to be careful of, if you listen to someone who channels, is make sure it feels right. Make sure that they're getting information that's of the love and of the light. And you'll be able to know by how it feels. Because sometimes there might be interference that's not of love and light in the channeling. And so that's something that you definitely want to stay away from. But as long as the person's aligned to the creator, their energy is of a high frequency, they're of love and light and good intentions, then the information will be good. But I always say kind of check in with your, you know, that gut feeling. If something's like, that information is a little bit off or whatever, it might not be that good to listen to. And that's what I listen to other people, but sometimes there might be once in a while I'm like, no, I think there might be something a little bit off. But it's good to listen to others that are of the love and light, to read about the angels. Reading about angels is one of the best ways that you can start to tune into them. You mentioned the frankincense oil. Rose oil is really good, high-frequency oils, like essential oils. And just know that this is your authentic and true nature, is to be a being of love and light that can easily communicate with other beings of love and light. And the higher your frequency is, then the easier it is to communicate. As you said too, when we raise our frequency, we serve as tuning forks for other people, because we're radiating that vibration, that high vibration, out to others. And it serves as like an energetic invitation. So you could be in the store, or you could be just out anywhere around other people. And when your frequency is high and you're near them, they can kind of feel that your frequency is high on a subconscious level. Their soul feels it. And if they're ready to start going up the scale of consciousness themselves, and they want their frequency to be raised, they'll kind of start, their energy will kind of start picking up on the vibrations of your higher energy, and it'll start them on the path of raising their frequency. So really, when you go out into the world with a higher frequency, or even sitting in your home, you're vibrating that out. And we're all connected on like an energetic web, every single one of us. So what one does affects the other. So if we want to improve what's going on in the outside world, we start from within, because the outside world is an out picturing of the sum total of all of humanity's inner world. So once we clean out all those lower frequencies like shame, guilt, fear, anger, and start raising our vibration, that vibration gets out pictured out into the world, and it raises the frequency of humanity, just like you said before.
Did you come up going up the scale of consciousness? Did you? I really like that. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. The one thing that I was going to add is that when you were talking about make sure it's of the love and light, one little tip, I mean, it's kind of obvious, but if you're listening to something and you kind of feel anxiety coming on, I think that's a sure sign to change the channel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually another indication for sure.
Right, exactly. Okay, one more thing. I mean, continue on if you want, if you have other things to say, Joanne, but I, keeping your frequency high, this is something that people ask a lot. Can you just throw out a few examples of that?
Like how to keep it high or what it means?
Yeah.
All right. So how do you keep your frequency high? Well, number one, and I think I might have talked about this a few shows ago that we did, is to stay away from drama. That is one of the biggest things that will pull your energy down, is getting into the mix with people over situations that are like gossip. It really doesn't do anything positive whatsoever, and it pulls you down. So one thing that I do is I definitely stay away from drama. I don't like it at all. Is I would describe myself as having hawk medicine. I love hawks, the bird. I love red-tailed hawks. And so what I do a lot, I'm like a hawk. I'll go up on a ledge, kind of, not literally, Jane. I'm not climbing, rock climbing out there. So don't worry about me. But, like, I'll just get away from people often be by myself, and I observe things. I watch, and then when I want to interact, I'll swoop down like a hawk does to the ground, and I'll stay there for a while, but then I kind of take off again. And when I'm away from people, that's when I'm balancing my energy and lifting it to the higher vibration again. Because often when we interact with people, we can pick up some of their stuff. Unless it's really positive people, then they can help to uplift you. But if it's a drama situation, you don't want to stay around that for long because it pulls your vibration down. And so the hawk analogy, like going on the, you know, being away from people, going to that heightened state, would be what you would do to get your vibration back up again. So we mentioned the oil, like the frankincense oil. Being out in nature is really lifts the vibration. Grounding, like putting your feet on the ground without your shoes on, energy from the earth comes up through you. Being with the angels, that's what I do often, as often as I can. I talk to them. I listen to angel music. I meditate. Meditation is another thing that's really important to raise your frequency. Eating healthy foods that are organic as much as possible, meaning chemical-free, fruits and vegetables not processed, those are higher vibrations than if you were to go to a fast food restaurant and pick up food. Then it's not as good ingredients as what you could cook at home. So you have to put high-frequency things into your body, take time for yourself to balance your energy in nature. Exercise, yoga is really good, and just find things that you do that make you happy. Being in a state of happiness is important, and one of my favorites is laughing, because I love to laugh, and so I find stuff that makes me laugh, and I try not to be too serious, because serious all the time kind of pulls you down a bit. Laughter is light. You want to try to stay in the higher vibrations as much as you can, and do things that make you happy. Did you have anything to add, Jane?
No, that was awesome. That was great. It's important to know. The only thing, well, you already said you listen to angel music, but I find music is what I like to do to keep my vibration high. And usually, I mean, I'm not really big on meditating, but when I listen to music, I find I get information that way. And it always lifts me up. So, no, very good advice there, Joanne. And that channeling was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely play this a few times, and hopefully people will tune into it, because this information is just great. And that'll keep your frequency up there, that's for sure. It's a healing. And I don't know that... I like this, not just tonight, but in past weeks, information is coming in and that we learn from, and that helps so many people, and especially through the times we're going through right now as a country in the world. And so, right. Again, I ask if anyone listening out there to please share it. And
Siobhan, if I interrupt for a moment, sorry. As you were
really?
Thinking, as you were talking.
Yeah.
I'm kind of losing my words here, but what, you know, came to mind is that an important point is we have to remember we're the ones who have the power to change the world. The power to change the world lies within us, and it is with us finding our inner power. The love and light within us is so incredibly powerful that we have, I've been given the term capacitance. We have so much luminosity, so much power of light and love within us. It's far more powerful than anything else. And if that was kind of like, we were kind of taught the opposite, to be loving and living from love and kind was kind of a sign of weakness. And we were taught that because the exact opposite is true. Unconditional love is the most powerful force on the planet. And when we become agents of that love, when we live from that love, we are going to change the world and like literally transform the planet. It's that powerful. So we have to remember this. We have to re-educate ourselves into thinking that we are such powerful beings of love and light. And when we realize that, when we begin to flow with that energy in our beings, in our bodies, and radiate out that out into the world, it's a game changer, and we will change the world 100%. And I find
it
things
that
are of things that are of spiritual truth are simple. It was the ego and the intellect that made things so convoluted and complicated and confusing intentionally so we would forget about the simple truth. So we just have to return to those simple truths of the power of love, the power of light, and that we are beings of love and light. That's it. And when we realize that and live from it, our life changes, the world changes. Simple, simple, simple. That's all it takes.
Right, and thoughts are things. A friend of mine says that often. So if you feel that you're getting negativity or negative thoughts, just change them, cancel them, and just put something that makes you happy in your mind. And don't be taken down by other people's negativity or drama and gossip. Yeah, that's awful, gossip.
Yeah, so that's and that's when we're living in love and light, we're above that. And so if we stay in that, then no one can pull us down because we're in our power. So we have to learn how to step into our power once again and live from love and light. Simple truth, great results for our lives and the world. So it takes a little bit to remember that, to kind of rewire our thinking, to reframe the way we live, but it can be done. And it's a process. But with the energies coming into the planet now, all these high-frequency lights that we've been getting, this crystalline frequency, it's making the process easier for us because we're being helped. We're being helped by the angels we had tonight, the light beings, our cosmic family, the whole host of heaven is helping us to overcome these limitations and live from our true nature. It's really like the most exciting time to be alive on the planet if you look at it from this perspective. Instead of looking at the chaos that exists, I think, in the world, I don't pay attention to it. I rarely read anything on world events because I'm spending as much time and effort as possible raising my frequency, radiating that energy out, because I know that's the true energy of change. And so it doesn't serve me to sit and read what's going on here, what's going on there, what this person says, what that person says. It's not my truth. It's not my reality. I create my own reality. We create our own reality with the sum total of the thoughts, the feelings that we have. And we're in charge. We're the masters of our lives. And that's what this ascension is about, is that we're learning to live from that I am energy, the self-governance of our lives. We're not looking outside to this person, that person, the other to tell us how to live. We're looking within. And we're going to go to the place of power, of love and light, and live our life from that. And we're going to create just miraculous, wonderful lives from ourselves. So it's just re-educating ourselves to go inward for our reality and not outward. And that's it exactly.
And that's where you'll find the truth.
Yep.
You know?
The truth is within.
Yep. Yep. Well, that was fantastic, Joanne. And I think that's it for tonight. I mean, I can't ask for that, I don't think. All right. Well, you have any parting words for everybody? Anything? Got anything? Or are you done?
What do I have?
Right.
Just remember you are love. It's very simple. You are love. You are light. You are powerful and magnificent, and these are gifts from the Creator. You are of the Creator, and live from them, and you will create a prosperous and abundant life for yourself and help others. And that's all.
Very nice. Very nice. Everybody, thank you for joining us. The people in the queue, thanks for tuning in and hanging with us this hour. And remember, again, share with whoever you are drawn to share with. Joanne, have a great night, and everybody out there here, have a fantastic
you too,
Jane. Evening.
Thanks, producer Jane. Nice work.
Yeah. Thanks, Joanne. Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete.